Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Dying to take a new flight. Now we have to fail. If it's worth a fight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle, the man with the mic. We got a wonderful conversation for you tonight. Can you believe this? A high school football team was able to do something the NFL cannot do. Yes, and, well, the NFL has no leadership, as Trump has said, and I'll tell you. I want to get into this also. I have roots that go back to Pennsylvania, and Maple Donuts based in York, Pennsylvania posted an ad off of Route 30 that said, Maple Donuts takes a stand, not a knee. And they're getting some, I don't know what you'd call it, you know, some pushback a little bit. But who was one of the leftist candidates back in the day? Jimmy Carter was. He was very left. And guess what? He's come out and said, hey, the media is so unfair to Trump. They're worse to him than anyone of my, that I can recall. Are the rich people paying their fair share? I'll get into that. And a country singer who I kind of like, she's newer, Katie Arminger, basically is claiming that they've, you know, hey, if you want to stay in this business, you want to excel, you know, I can't wait till you turn 18, but hey, what the heck, let's go now, I don't care. You know, and we'll get into that because she's being blackballed and stuff in the industry. But Bernie Sanders said he's actually going to run for the Senate in 2020 as an independent. Cool. I think if he does that, folks, he's not going to be a candidate because he goes independent. Who's going to vote for him? He's senile. He is senile. I want to get into that. And also I want to get into the fact that you have a president that's trying to do what's right for this country and everyone is not. I mean, you have the Gold Star father who is basically saying, he's bashing Trump and all this stuff. He's a Muslim. And he's trying to, and the mom is basically like, he's trying to glorify his son's death to try to bash Trump, and the mom's not going to have it. I want to get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten son, that whoever not believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, folks. What a wonderful day. Oh, yeah, and by the way, I'm just going to start buying packages from Amazon, like storage containers, and see what I get inside. I don't know if you heard about this one, but lady bought some storage containers, and inside there was 65 pounds of marijuana. Ching. And I guess, you know, she called the police, you know, and all this stuff. And I guess, well, what if someone's smuggling it and they're going to come retrieve it from her house and all this stuff? And I guess Amazon's working with them to find out, well, how'd this marijuana get here and all this stuff? And I would have kept half and then said, hey, I found this, and give them the other half. And that's just me, you know, okay. That's just who I am. But I mean, if I just said, screw it, I'm going to keep it all, that'd be the time that some cartel did it, and, you know, and they'd be, like, coming after to get it back, and so, who knows. But it is kind of interesting how that would kind of Like, why would they just, like, randomly ship weed to some person? Maybe Mr. Flake, that Republican that went off on Trump on the Senate floor, maybe he did it because he is a flake. I don't know. I mean, there is... I mean, Jimmy Carter has it right. You know? And Trump's even said this, and I've said this. Going with healthcare. Name any... Trump... There's nothing Trump could say or pass with healthcare that would get people going, okay, yep. That was... Thank God we got Trump in here, because he, no matter how bad Obamacare is, they're never going to praise him with whatever he passed. But that's the media. That's how the media functions. That's how the media works. You know, they don't care. They've got an agenda, and they're going to pass it, and they're going to say what they're going to say, and they're going to do what they're going to do no matter what. It doesn't matter. You know, I could respect someone like Rachel Maddow if she did her research and she at least said, this is why I believe in socialism. This is why I want this. This is why I think it actually works. Not, I'm just going to bash Trump no matter what. La, 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 la. It doesn't matter how bad. It doesn't matter how bad Obamacare is. I'm going to praise it because Obama passed it. You know, she said, okay, here's the flaws in Obamacare. Yes, we need to have a health care plan for all Americans. But here's what's wrong with it. This is what needs to be fixed. But they're not doing that. They're not doing that, folks. They're not doing it. Why? I don't know. I'm because they got a dang agenda. That's the reason why. I mean, Trump's not perfect, but he's 110% better than anyone out there. He's doing something right when everyone's against him, for the most part. I want to get into this because this just gives me hope. What these teen football players did to Old Glory will make you be proud to be an American. A Southern California high school football team honored our military and sent a message to the National Football League with a soul-roaring pregame entrance to the stadium on Friday, where they all had American flags. The Burroughs High School football team in Ridgecrest didn't chew the football field, waving American flags as Lee Greenwood's beloved God Bless America played in the PA system. Thank you, high school, for allowing it. Thank you for them doing it. As the first one I heard about this, I was expecting to have all this, like, you know, where they... football team banished and players suspended for praising the nation in its own country. Because that's what seems to be going on in this country. You know, you praise America and they want you shut down. How dare you? How dare you wave the American flag in America, you racist bastard? You know, there's people that are from Russia in this country and you're going to offend them. You know, the NFL needs to learn from this, but they have no... See, the NFL is a money marketing, money making machine. They don't care. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do. It's like a pharmaceutical company. You know, oh, we had to pay $500 million just to sell this lawsuit. Who cares? We're going to make $8 billion off this medication anyways. We're still... That's the cost of doing business. Hey, if 500 people have to die so that we can make $8 billion. Yeah, that's the cost of doing business, folks. We're a pharmaceutical company. You know, they don't. We're I want to see commercials, you know, for medications that treat Crohn's disease. Not you can manage your Crohn's symptoms with just one pill a day. No, I want to cure my symptoms in 1 month with one pill a day. Oh, wow. I love Pennsylvania. If I could eat wheat, I'd go to Maple Donuts in York, Pennsylvania. I'd buy 50 million donuts and eat them all. I'd do it anyways. Because they have a sign on Route 30, on U.S. Route 30, and the sign is amazing because it says, you know, we don't take a knee. And it's just great, this sign. It says, Maple Donuts takes a stand, not a knee. And there's some people that got their panties in a bunch. Newegan's protesting. They're not protesting, folks. The NFL is not protesting. They're disrespecting. There's a difference. Thank God we live in a country where you can protest. Let's see if I can find this. This is awesome. There's a shirt that it goes, Trump is the disease or whatever. It's like Trump is the disease. Capitalism is the, let me look it up because it basically it's a shirt that bashes capitalism, but at the same time, the shirt was made by capitalism. It's funny as all get out. Especially that picture of Colin Kaepernick where he's working at McDonald's. That's just great. So I can't, it ain't coming up. But it had like a shirt and it had like, you know, socialism's the answer. But it was a, like capitalism got you that shirt, but you're going to, well, I mean, if socialism got you that shirt, you would all be wearing that same shirt. You wouldn't have a choice and you'd be lucky enough to have that shirt because that's the only shirt they have. You don't have a choice. You're going to look like the alien, wear all the same uniform. You're going to be told to do whatever they tell you. But that's how the cookie crumbles, folks. We want freedom of choice. You know, just, it's one of those things that when you look at it like this, yes, do you have the freedom to burn the flag? Yes. Is it a good idea? No. I have to agree with Robin Williams in the stand-up he did. Make the flag out of asbestos and no one will touch it. They'll leave it. They'll let it hang. They'll let it fly. And they won't have anyone touching it. It's just one of those things that people don't... You know, people want to bash this country and act like, oh, I have the freedom to bash my country. I guess I'm not a freedom basher. I'm grateful to have the freedom I have in this country. I'm not going to disrespect it. But that's just how, I mean, so many people just think, oh, I was adopted by white people. I'm discriminated against. Because I was adopted and given opportunities that I wouldn't have anywhere else. But then you have half of the country thinking Bernie Sanders is a saint because he's talking about going into running in the Senate as an independent candidate. Lord help him. Lord help that man. Lord help that man. Because he thinks he's a saint. I mean, I'll tell you, from the Les perspective, the biggest mistake, if he would have gotten the nomination, he would win in a landslide. Just like if you gave Michelle Obama the ability to become the Democratic presidential candidate nominee. If Michelle would win in a landslide, because there would be millions of people that would vote for Michelle Obama because they're black and she's Michelle Obama. They don't care. Oh, she's the greatest. Well, what makes her great? What? Give me facts. What did she do that made herself great? Except for have like excessive amounts of slaves, as I would call them, working under her. Oh, I can't put on my own shoes. Are you kidding? I can't get dressed. Someone's got to do my hair. I got to have personal assistants. And they were paid six figures. Yeah, that's the 2000 term for slave, personal assistant. But that's how this cookie crumbles. People don't care because they have an agenda to go by. I've got an agenda. I got an agenda, and if what I say doesn't fit an agenda, then forget it. I mean, because I think Bernie Sanders is wanting to start a whole nother party on its own because he feels like the Democratic Party's not socialist enough when, heck, they're socialist to begin with, and the Republicans, 90% of them are basically a liberal with an R in front of their name. It's the truth. That's what's wrong. I mean, you should have about a 95% dissatisfaction rating with the government. I don't know how anyone can support the government. I really don't know how you can think, well, the government does a great job. Bull crap. They get rich, you get poor. I mean, the Gold Star family father, Hazir Khan, said that John Kelly shouldn't have rushed to Trump's defense. And he's glorifying he's a Muslim, and he's glorifying his son's death to try to push an agenda. Ridiculous. They had the Gold Star mother on CNN, and he's dead, thanks Trump. You know, they tried to bash Trump, and the mom wouldn't have it. It's ridiculous. Trying to shove an agenda down our throats. I'm kind of proud of that fact. When Obama was president and how many times I was called a racist, I'm kind of proud of that fact. And I say it like this, folks, because I don't care. I have to care. If you call me a racist, you're not hurting my feelings. I'm like, yeah, no. I'm really saying, wait a minute, you need to wake up and look at the big picture. Do you really think that the government cares about you? I told some person, Trump sucks. I'm like, well, do me one favor. Give me a list of any politician that is struggling right now financially, that is hurting. You won't find one. Show me a politician that is forced to use Obamacare. You won't find one. Obama doesn't even have to use Obamacare. Isn't that just his crowning achievement? The only thing he did? Trump's a liar. If you believe that, then whatever. Because there's a lot of people that no matter what you tell them, they'll never believe you. I've known people that can go into a house and you can have something fly off the shelf, smash against the wall, and they'd be like, oh, there's no such thing as ghosts, whatever. That, you know, that had to have been the wind. Okay, it's 10 degrees outside and the heat's on and the windows are closed. Oh, no, they would find some way to explain, you know, and I'm willing to find, okay, I'll put it like this. We're going to agree to disagree because you're going to think Barack Obama's Jesus Christ, and I don't trust any politician. That's the bottom line. You're that 1% of the population that should, that, because like when they do like a toothbrush, well, 4 out of 5 dentists recommend Oral-B. Well, they have to have one that doesn't. You know, you have to be that 1% of the population that thinks the government's great. The rest, and I can't believe it's even 1% that trusts the government. And we don't trust them. That's why we elected someone who is not a politician. Okay, we're putting someone in power who's already a billionaire. We don't have to worry about him trying to do stuff to line his pocketbooks. He's already got more money than he could ever possibly need. I mean, are the politicians paying their fair share of taxes? I think we need to go across them. Okay, we need to do like a 5% tax or 10% tax, and that's what you pay. That way, you're paying 10% of what you earn. He's paying 10% of what he earns. He's paying 10% of what he earns. Yes. As my producer is calling it what it is. That's why I love my wife, because she calls things like I do, the what they are. We should have a flat tax. Look at all these celebrities that haven't paid taxes. Some of them are actually paying the price. And sometimes I think we're going to sacrifice one goose for the whole gander. We're gonna let one politician fry to make it look like we cleaned up the government. He tried to sell Obama's Senate seat, so we're gonna let him hang so that we can look like we're cleaning up Washington, D.C. when they're not doing a damn thing about it. We're going to take Wesley Snipes. He didn't pay his taxes. We're going to hang him and make it look like that. You know, when some when some celebrities probably get away with it. Kind of make it look like you're doing a little house cleaning. I mean, Trump wants to do sweeping tax plans. Of course, everyone's like, well, no. No, see, he just wants to give you a tax cut. It's not permanent or anything. Yeah, it's just, see, Obama wanted that if you made under $250,000 with Obama's plan, your taxes aren't going to go up and didn't go. I'm like, okay, if they, yeah.
For the rich, they take Social Security away. It's gonna hurt the children. Blah 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 blah.
Exactly. Yeah. like I told some people I talked to that bring up conversation questions, and I'm like, show me a hurting politician. Okay. What? See, this is what's going on. Okay. Let's say you get an air mattress. Let's say your buddy has an air mattress. And you sit there and let's take a pin and put a hole in it. So as he sleeps, air comes out. And, you know, okay, well, that didn't leak that much. Let's put another pin in. Let's make another hole. And before you know it, by the time he wakes up, like halfway through the night, the thing's deflated. And then he realizes there's holes in there. Or like you take a cookie jar. Well, you got tons of cookies in there. Well, I'll just take one and no one will notice. Melissa takes a cookie. No. Then someone else takes one before you know it. Well, she's taking one. I'll take two. I mean, no one's noticing 3 cookies. Before you noticed, the cookie jar is empty. I'm just one of those people that have said, wait a minute. I noticed the guy putting the needle in the air mattress before he even did it. you know, there are people now that are finally starting to wake up to realize, wait a minute. I tried a Republican, he sucked. It didn't change. I tried a Democrat, it didn't change. They've gone back and forth. I've always been a human first, American second. I've always been that independent / libertarian type supporter. I've always seen the R&D as two different feathers coming from the same bird. Well, this is the right wing and this is the left wing, but it comes from the same bird. I never really saw a difference. There's not really a difference. That's the problem. And you have people in government for 30 years. I mean, there are people on the ballot in some of these states that Alzheimer's people would remember. You could go up to an Alzheimer's person in my dementia unit, and I bet you $100. Okay, if they lived in Arizona, I could ask them, who do you vote for as a Republican? Oh, John McCain, there. They've been there that long. That's the problem, folks. But people don't care. People, I think, I would say there's about a 50 to 55% of this nation is finally starting to wake up to realize they've been getting screwed all along and they're really wanting something done. And I'm surprised it didn't happen a lot sooner for a lot of people. But the big majority voting block is this 18 to 35 year old crowd that just thinks that a Democrat can do no wrong. They watch Jon Stewart, they watch Stephen Colbert, they watch all these shows that just like glorify this socialism and this left belief. Of course you have the right to protest. There's a right way and a wrong way to protest. I don't care if I stand with you. I don't care if you're 100% for legalization of cannabis and marijuana and all making all drugs legal. I don't care. If you burn an American flag to protest that drugs should be legalized and not kept illegal, I'm not going to stand with you. You're going to turn me away from your cause, even though I support what you want to do. Sit there and say, hey, we need to go and have things on. We need to get people to realize that we're smart people. We're educated. We're not just some morons that just, I smoke pot and I don't know anything because I'm a retard because I just smoke pot and I'm stupid and I'm dumb and I have no ambition. I just sit on the couch all day. No, they need to see that we're real people that work for a living, that want to, that are educated, that are smart, that know, okay, Levi's jeans were made from recycled sailcloth that were made from hemp. Take a pound of hemp. Take a pound of any other substance on this planet, you'll get more ethanol out of hemp. We need to come out and be seen as legitimate people. But you get all these people that, like, when they have rallies, especially in my hometown, they have, like, cannabis rallies, and the people that I swear speak are like morons. No offense to them, but they just, I would be turned off when, let me get up there and speak. I'd be like, okay, I think we need to spend $100 trillion on trying to ban a drug that's been in this country every day since it was founded. Since 1776, cannabis, hemp, marijuana, all that stuff has been growing here and has been here every day. It will not go away. You have every illegal drug you could ever possibly think of is in solitary confinement in prisons. If it can get in there, how do you think you're stopping it? We just need more police force. We just need more money. Legalize it and get people help and get the usage rates down like tobacco. Tobacco rates are plummeting because we're educating kids. Hey, folks, if take a cigarette and light up a Marlboro cigarette, they're 12-year-old, okay? Light it up, inhale a little bit, and then breathe out. The smoke that's coming out, if that was coming out of a factory, that would be highly regulated. Highly regulated. Because we know that there's dimethylnitrosamine in cigarettes. We know that there's cadmium. We know that there's carcinogenic things. We've educated people. We need to educate people, okay? The majority of people are not just going to say, yes, meth's legal, cool. Thank God, now I can finally do meth. I couldn't do it because it was illegal, but now it's legal. Well, I'm going to smoke up. I got my glass pipe, here we go. It's not the case, folks. We need to wake. That's what America, that's what I try to do, is wake people up to realize that you're getting screwed. It's ridiculous. I mean, then you have, who is it? Kathy Griffin has come out again bashing Trump. It's like, who cares? If you want to put a nail in Colin Kaepernick's coffin, he supposedly got a $1 million book deal. Don't read the book. I could care less. I'm one of those one percenters that's like, so, wow, he's going to write a book. Ooh. Like, I could care less. Now, I may have to read some of it for the program, so I'm educated, but other than that, I don't care. When did this world get to be so much that, like, I'm a celebrity, you should know all about me, I'm important? Ginger Baker's an amazing drummer. Neil Peart's an amazing drummer. Stuart Copeland's an amazing drummer. They're great, but I've never cared where they live or what they did or why they, you know. If I got to see them, it's kind of like, what do you do for a hobby outside of drumming? You know, that might be kind of neat, but I could care less about. It's like if you're a celebrity or if you're a famous football star, or baseball star, like we're supposed to, like your opinion matters more than. I am a NFL player. My life is worth $1 million. Read about it in a book. I don't understand. I mean, when Kathy Griffin bashed Trump and attacked him, like, I'm not really even talking about it because it's not worth my breath. I want to save my error for something else. I mean, when you got 50 people walking in one direction and one person walking in the other, the 49 people walking in one direction and the one person walking in the other direction, who's right? The 59 people walking in one direction or 49 people with one, or is it that one person? You know, Trump seems to be going, see, that's why I don't think the establishment likes him. Because he's not afraid to sit there and stick his middle finger out and go, bleep you, I don't care. I'm doing what's best for the American people. The American people voted me in because I want to do this, and you're going to sit there, you Republicans, and bash me and trash me. Well, you know, we got kids, and I'm about the kids, you know, because you know, it's all about the children and the future and all this. Well, like, Trump doesn't care. You know, Trump just wants to line his pocketbooks because he's got more money than. Jeez, I mean, I wonder what his royalties are. Over, he probably gets about 50 or 60 million in royalties at minimum. He's like the publisher's clearinghouse, like $50 million a week for life. But they don't know how to handle someone that just doesn't sit there and go, okay, I'm going to cave. I want to do this, but you're shutting me down. No, they don't know how to handle a guy that when the Republicans try to push their Republican agenda on Trump and he basically sticks his middle finger out and says, screw you, I ain't having it. I ain't going out like that. The American people deserve better. And they don't know how to handle it. The media doesn't know what to do. Okay, normally when I ask a question like this, you know, they just kind of don't say anything. Trump calls me fake news, and I don't know what to say. He's like, shut up, fake news, or I'll throw you out. Oh, he's a Nazi because he's Adolf Hitler because he wants to ban media. No, he doesn't. We have free press in this country. You don't have to be there. If you're not going to be respectful, just a second. I want to see if I can get this person. Hold on. You there?
Yeah. How you doing?
Great.
I want to talk about the sexual harassment cases. Have you touched upon that?
A little bit, but go ahead.
Well, I happen to empathize with the girls who are coming forward, but the one called Rose McGowan, the actress, she took $100,000 and signed a confidentiality agreement not to expose what had happened to her. So even though I don't know exactly what happened to her. I don't think she was raped. But she may have been groped, or she may have been the object of somebody trying to seduce her. But if you sign an agreement and you take money to keep your mouth shut, that means you're willing to keep your mouth shut. And for her to now, and I think she's the one who really started all of this, who said that, what was it? Was it Trump or was it Weinstein? I think she was directing her anger at Weinstein. And then again, how many of these stories can we really count on as being true stories of true sexual harassment? You know, so what are your thoughts?
I kind of feel the same way. I mean, I wonder how many of them are actually legit sexual harassment issues and how many of them are just kind of people. Because, like, there was a bunch of people when Trump was running for president that all of a sudden these women came out and said, oh, yeah, he groped me and he touched me wrong and all this. And you wonder, one, how many of them are legitimate? And two, I know people that, okay, you could do this to this woman 50 times and she'd have no problem and then do it to her 51st time and all of a sudden you touched her inappropriately.
Yeah, that's true, too. Again, I've empathized with those who have legitimate concerns. Excuse me. But for those who say, well, I was sexually harassed, and when he tried to seduce me, I left. I think that even though what the guy did, if he actually did it, whoever it was, Weinstein or any of the other producers in Hollywood, if they actually did it, yeah, I think it can be upsetting, but I don't think it warrants all this attention, because if the girl wasn't touched and she left, it seems to me that all you did was expose, I don't know if the guy can be considered a pervert, I guess so, but certainly lacking judgment. And for him to try to attempt to seduce somebody, or maybe even suggest that the girl, you know, touches private parts and stuff like this, I think it's bad. I think it's bad behavior. But I don't think it's worth a criminal offense other than a misdemeanor.
Yeah. Exactly. But I'm one of those people, though. But it kind of comes back to the line of, okay, well, what if it was, what do you consider harassment and what do you consider not? If it's just, you know, because I could sit there and do something to a coworker at work, and she might say, wait a minute, you touched me inappropriately. And I'm like, okay, I would have done that to anybody. I would have done that to a guy. Now I know, okay, now I know that that is offensive to you. I will not do that. Mm. You know, and if it's something that happened over and over after she said no and he continued to do something, then, you know.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting an idea of what you're talking about. I know that if you like, some guys are touchy-feely and they like to touch a girl on the shoulder or on the arm, like when they greet her or when they're about to, you know, say goodbye and walk to the next office, or, you know, they're just touchy-feely. Years ago, that wasn't a problem. But now you can't touch a girl on the shoulder. You can't touch her wrist. You can't touch her arm. It's all sexual harassment. And I don't think it's sexual harassment. What I think it is, it's an opportunity for parasites to jump on a bandwagon and to cause trouble.
Yeah.
You know, it's to me, it's the world turned upside down. And, you know, and mainly it's against men. It certainly isn't against women. Women love to be victimized. They love the attention. People will get on the bandwagon and say, oh, dear, what happened to you? But, and then the man suffers for doing something, for getting a punishment for doing an incident that's blown way out of proportion.
Yeah.
So this thing about sexual harassment, you know, I don't know. But if Weinstein is guilty of, let's say, exposing himself and wasting people's time, like say, for example, I think he requested a few women to come over to his studio under the pretense of the audition, but screen test.
Mm-hmm.
And his real intention was to try to seduce the girl. I can understand the girl for being really pissed off. That's wasting her time. But to say that he's guilty, you know, he will get a, you know, if he gets convicted, he will have this sex offender charge in his file for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
And that can happen to anybody. Hmm.
Yep.
I'll bet you more men than...
What do you think about Corey Feldman? And about how he's come out and said, hey, I was molested when I was younger, which is not sexual harassment. What do you think about... I mean, because I guess to me there's a big difference between someone that claims harassment against someone and someone that's actually been, like, molested or...
Well, that's absolutely being sexually harassed. That's sexual harassment to an extreme. You know, yeah, he's saying that he was... Well, I don't think he's described in detail what the molestations were, but I can assume that somebody touched him in his private parts. And if you're doing that to a child, if you're an adult doing that to a child, especially if you're in a position of power, you really are a scumbag. I have a different attitude towards those people than I do if they were doing it to full-grown women. A full-grown woman can take care of herself. A full-grown woman can yell, can slap the face, can call the cops. What can a kid do? You know, unless a kid tells mommy and daddy. And that's what they should do. I can't see kids who were molested not telling mommy and daddy about it. So I have to wonder, if he was truly sexually molested, wouldn't he have gone to his parents? And if his parents kept their mouths shut, that to me is almost being complicit, because you shouldn't allow anybody to touch your son.
Yeah.
So what else do you have on the agenda? What else are you talking about?
I was talking also... Because I have a bunch of people that, like, I've always been that libertarian, independent person that I'm like, okay, like when you have a toothpaste commercial and they say like 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste, I'm one of those people that like how, because I have friends that if they didn't believe in Jesus Christ, Barack Obama would be their savior. They think he's the greatest thing to ever happen to this country.
Yeah.
This country is 100%. And I'm like, I don't trust my government.
Oh, hell
That's
no.
Why
I don't either. I'm a libertarian. And I became a libertarian because I think the government's corrupt.
And that's what I've kind of, you know, because like when Jimmy Carter came out and said that the liberal media and the media in general has been more attacking of President Trump than any president that I can ever recall in my history.
Yeah, I read that. Yeah. It's good of him to say that because it's true. Even during the campaign trail, even prior to getting into the campaign, I've taken a look at some of the front pages of magazines and newspapers, and how they've how they've drawn and pictured Trump on the cover as, you know, like a clown or somebody with horns, and making up just pure lies about him and calling him all the kinds of names that you could never call Obama and Bush was never called. The worst thing Bush was ever called was an idiot.
Yeah.
Right? But, I mean, Bush is called ugly, scumbag, douchebag, supremacist, racist, orange hair. Baldwin won an Emmy for his portrayal of Trump, which I thought he should have won. I mean, he really did a good parody of Trump. He made me laugh.
Yes, he did.
But, you know, but Trump isn't like that. Trump is somebody who I have to give a lot of credit for, because if I was receiving all the criticism that he got, and even prior to running for office, I don't even know if I'd want to do anything for the American people anymore. I would just consider everybody so much of an ingrate.
Yeah, it would be hard to be, the reason why I think they're having a problem with him is he's finally someone that's not afraid to stick his middle finger out and tell people where to put it. I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm here for the American people. When Obama got elected in Chicago, those people chanted Obama, 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 not USA like we do.
Mm.
You know, like I tell my friends, I'm supporting America. Trump just happens to be someone that I think is finally, because I've been fed up with the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, and he's someone that was smart enough to realize that he can't win as an independent, so he's going to be an independent / libertarian type candidate and run as a Republican, just because if he ran as an independent, the Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders would have gotten the nomination.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he ran on the reform ticket, and he lost.
Yep.
He lost so badly, nobody even remembers or even knows that he ran on that particular type of ticket. So he's doing the Ron Paul type of thing. He's running as a Republican because Republicans, they have traction. So he ran as a Republican, but I think he's fully aware of the New World Order. I'm hoping that he can attack them successfully. But he's being surrounded by people who are, I wouldn't call them devotees of Obama, because I don't think Obama had that much power. I just think he was a puppet, you know, just a figurehead. These people are the deep state, but I think they owe their allegiance to the lobbyists. And the lobbyists, they're bought and paid for by the corporations. And the corporations, I think there's only about 9 true major corporations in the world. And a lot of people on the board of directors of one corporation are on the board of directors on other corporations. So it's not as though very many corporations have that influence. I think it's just a few major corporations. Just the bottom line is, I think the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers own the world.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I'm one of those people, and I've said this on my program before, that I feel like Obama was a puppet. He was just being, he was doing what he was told to do by people above him that owned him. Would you agree?
I think he was a figurehead and a puppet. To be told by other people above him, that would make it a very direct connection between he and the Rothschilds. I don't think the Rothschilds would be that stupid. I think what they've done is they've picked people whose own ambitions would fit very well with the Rothschilds' plans. So when they pick these people, they don't have to tell them what to do, you know? They just let them go ahead and do their own thing, and then the Rothschilds, you know, through advisors, kind of steer them in the right direction, which will make it profitable for them. In that way, they, you know, they can't be accused of being the puppet masters.
Yep.
You know, but you know, I don't know. I'm just guessing. He could have been, you know, brainwashed, manipulated by, you know, by somebody who was telling him what to do. Who knows? You know.
But I agree with that statement, though. I do kind of agree that I think that they select people that, okay, we don't have, he basically wants to do what we want, so we don't have to manipulate him, and all the things that he wants to pass and everything he wants to do fits right in line with what's going to make us a lot of money, and all we have to do is get people in his cabinet that are going to steer him just a little bit right or left to get the agenda across that we want, but he basically wants the same thing we do.
Yeah.
That way they can't be dangerous.
Right. That's the way I figure it. It's like if somebody, you know, who's on the left now, let's say some organization who's responsible for tearing down the statues, right? Now, their agenda, their own agenda, unless they're infiltrators paid for by the FBI or the CIA, but let's say they're just dumbass people who want to take up some sort of cause for whatever reason. And their particular cause is to be on the alternate left, and they want to tear down the statues, and they want to raise a lot of noise against white supremacy and the establishment and the yada yada. Now, if they enter politics, you don't have to tell them what to do if you want the alternate right or the conservative movement or the libertarians to be destroyed. You just got to let them loose. And then, you know, be a member of their organization, work your way up the organization, and just be an advisor. And, you know, and this guy, whoever he might be, he's thinking he's doing everything for his agenda, when in reality, his agenda is small potatoes compared to the people who will benefit from what this guy's doing. And if this guy gets caught doing something that's illegal, then the real puppet masters, they're not even thought of as being part of his agenda. So it's a, you know, it's kind of a smart way of doing it. And I'm assuming this is the way the Rothschilds operate.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. Now here's another question. What do you think about Trump releasing all the files on JFK and all that classified stuff on the shooting of him and all that?
I don't think he'll do it. For one thing, JFK had a lot of enemies. I can name plenty of them. The CIA because of the Bay of Pigs. The FBI because of J. Edgar Hoover and Robert Kennedy and J. Edgar Hoover having a war. Khrushchev, Russia, because of the Cold War back then. Then you had, supposedly, JFK against the New World Order because of his wanting to end the Federal Reserve. Then there was the Giancana from Chicago, the mob boss. He had plenty of enemies. But let's say the documents reveal that it was done by the mob. That's not that much of a problem. The people will say, get the mob. Everybody will want to get the mob. But suppose we find out that he was assassinated either by the CIA, that would damage it would damage the Americans. You know, how dare the CIA kill one of our own? But I think that can be whitewashed. But suppose he was actually killed by a Russian spy. Suppose he was killed by a spy sent by Khrushchev. Now, that could set off World War III.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know, you know, if Trump will do that.
Yeah. I agree. Because I've heard there are people that say that, like, there was a guy that predicted that Trump would win the election, and there's been another guy that's reported that says that he's been accurate, and he says that Trump's going to be assassinated with all the stuff he's trying to do, you know, with people that don't, because nobody likes him, because he's trying to actually make real change, and he's trying to do, I honestly think he could be another Kennedy, because he's got a lot of enemies.
Oh, yeah. Within his own party. I don't think Kennedy had enemies within the Democrats, at least not as much as Trump has within the Republicans. Republicans have not accepted Trump because they know he wants to upset the apple cart. He wants to drain the swamp. Almost everybody in Congress is a corrupt traitor. They would sell America down the river for 21 pieces of silver.
Yep.
So he's got enemies up the ass. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, so, no, it wouldn't surprise me if there were attempts on him. And if the Secret Service, I bet the Secret Service would probably allow it, too. Just like,
yep.
I'm a conspiracy theorist. I believe the government was responsible for 9/11.
Yeah.
And when people ask me why, I say, well, look, Osama bin Laden, he was supposedly a billionaire. He could have financed, you know, anybody. He could have financed terrorist attacks against the United States. But how do those planes, how are they allowed to fly around New York for 45 minutes?
Yeah.
That had to have meant somebody high up in the White House allowed it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to let you go, so I got about
okay.
a minute left. I want to thank you for calling in, though.
Sure, no problem. All right, we'll take it easy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Had about 60 seconds left in the program, folks, and, you know, he's called in before, great guy, and it's just, I mean, there's a lot going on, and I think a lot of people in this country are starting to wake up and realize that, hey, we're being screwed, and it's a good thing. You know, a lot of people in this world are starting to see what I've seen for a long time. So that's kind of how I'm going to end it here, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you're a part of. And just remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, and God bless. Goodbye.